minutes before the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bernice Jenkins.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yeah.
Janie, I had a big pot of oxtail yesterday.
Did?
Yes, they was delicious.
Did you leave any?
I got a few of them left.
What?
My grandbaby sat up there and ate like she ain't been fed. I hate when my grandchildren do that. And then when you have guests over, other folks think I'm not feeding these children. I don't want nobody to call the DHR on us. But there's some low-down scoundrels down there. They'll take them children. Hey, if your children acting up and you're tired of them, stop feeding them. They'll call DHR and they'll come get them. Low-down scoundrels. Hear thy church announcing this man and govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Congratulations. Congratulations to Sister Janet Ball, who got married to Deacon Billy Hall on Saturday. And she is now Janet Ball Hall. They got married at the hotel right next to the mall. It wasn't too many people there, so they wanted to keep it small. And if you wasn't able to attend, she said that that's fine. Just give her a call.
You know what?
For those of y'all didn't get that, that's Janet Ball got married to Deacon Billy Hall on Saturday. She's now Janet Ball Hall. And he got married at the hotel right next to the mall. It wasn't too many people there. They wanted to keep it small. She wasn't able to attend. She said, that's fine. Just give her a call. Want to give a shout out to all the pastors that use the pulpit to throw off on people who they have a disagreement with. Anyway. How about that? The All Midget Men's Choir.
Okay.
Will be taking pictures for the church directory immediately after service. You need to all stand close to each other on the steps going downstairs to Sunday school classroom. Deacon Hank's going to take pictures with his new iPhone. All Midget Men's Choir will be taking pictures for the church directory immediately after service. Stand close to each other on the steps going downstairs.
All right.
Did I give a shout out to all the pastors that use God's pulpit to throw off on people they have disagreements with?
You did mention that.
Instead of talking to them in person. Go to punkass.com.
Wait a minute.
Punkasspastors.com.
You can't say that, Miss Jenkins.
You can't say that.
You're in church.
Oh, okay. These are pastors that refuse to meet with you in private if they have an issue with you, so they get up in front of the church and throw off on you instead of saying it to you. I said it. They don't like it, tell them how they Bernice. Punk ass pastors gotta come. Condolences and prayers for the Rogers family who lost their grandfather, Willie Sr., on Friday. He was 103 years old and was a huge Dallas Cowboys fan watching the Cowboys game. Then when Tony Romo, punk ass, threw that interception, he shot the TV and the bullet bounced back and hit him between the eyes.
Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
real
out.
Talk, what's I could have for? Real talk. What's I could have for? Real talk. Welcome to another live edition of Live with Dr. D. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Rook City and I are doing this broadcast. Rook, I promised we would do a Thanksgiving episode. I tell you, if it wasn't about nothing more than me giving my word on the air, apologize yesterday for the no show. And I normally wouldn't say this, but I've been really sick for the last since Tuesday night, and I did not have the energy or the strength, stamina to do a show yesterday, and I'm pushing to do one today because Thanksgiving is a day of family and things like that. Rook, I keep missing your name. You can jump in there sometime in this broadcast. We're gonna stay live as long as we can today to give the best show we could. That was Ricky Smiley acting as Patrice doing the church announcements. Of course, before that, that was Faith in his arms. Rook, man, how you doing?
Doc, I've been better, Doc. You can pray for me, Doc. How you doing, man? Don't worry about me. How you doing? You the one sick.
Well, I pretty much gave my my spiel, if you will.
Are you doing better, Doc?
No, not really. Yes and no. It's up and down. I'm going up and down, but I still give God thanks for seeing this day. It's early, and let me say that to you. It's early yet. It's early yet. I got all day to be obedient to God's procedures and watch Him work a miracle. All day to have faith and watch God turn the thing around. All day. And let me say that to whoever's listening. The day is not starting off the way you had envisioned or planned for. Take some account. Take into account whatever thing that we have done to participate in this current destination. You know, we all did something, played some part, some way, some form to get here. And we have to acknowledge that first. If repentance and apologies are necessary in that, then that has to happen. Forgiveness has to be given outward and inward. And then we can ask God to reverse the thing. My wife, the nurse, believes, and I didn't think about it until she said it, but I believe I was food poisoned. I got food poisoning Tuesday. And I've been dealing with that ever since. That was my responsibility because I looked at the food and I said this wasn't prepared right. Well, I ate it anyway. You know.
Off the air, Doc. People don't know you, Doc, but I know you. Just because it wasn't prepared right, ain't gonna stop Dr. D, y'all. If y'all don't know, if it looked like chicken, smell like chicken, you best believe Dr. D gonna think it's chicken.
No, but that's funny. It's obvious that you really don't know me because. That was not my mode. Well, I guess it's true. I guess that's true. But that's what I did. But the reality of it is, I looked at it, and it was chicken, by the way. And it was obvious that it was fried, and I could look at it and tell it was fried in old grease. And it could have been a host of things, that meal that I ate that was. But anyway, I'm dealing with that now. And because I chose not to eat that food, I mean, I looked at it while I was in the drive-thru. I didn't send it back. I didn't take it in. I chose to go on my daily routine. I put myself in danger of, one, enjoying my family today and certainly enjoying food my wife was up all night cooking, literally. I think she may have got 2 hours of sleep before she had to go to work 12 hours today. So, you know, that's my responsibility. But anyway, we want to hear what you're thankful for. 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. We all should be thankful for something. I'm thankful this is my first Thanksgiving as a married man. And praise God. Our first Thanksgiving together. And again, I put myself in position to jeopardize that. Not feeling the best in Doc, and for those who really know me know I don't do sick very well. I'm not a very good patient. At all. And my wife warned me about getting dehydrated, and I still haven't imbibed any liquid. And I know that I got, because my tongue is so dry now, even talking is very dry. But anyway, this is here or there. We want to know what you're thankful for. 516-387-1299. Now, I didn't give my spiel. What's going on with you?
You're not having a service today, man? No Thanksgiving Day service?
That's the second time you done dashed off on actually what's wrong with you.
Well, don't keep asking.
Okay. All right. Well, just say none of your business then, or I won't talk about it. Say that. Don't keep dashing off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. That's the question. You have
no.
Thanksgiving service?
Say it again.
You had Bible study last night? Bible study last night? No Thanksgiving Day service?
No.
No?
No Bible class last night, no Thanksgiving Day service today. And as a matter of fact, it was just my mind got away from me, because I would like to have had a Thanksgiving Day service today, or even I didn't schedule that, and just because a leader can have, you know, just because a leader has faithful people, it is good not to take advantage of them with spur of the moment stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we got a lot of families. You know, although we're a small congregation, other families, and a lot of them are cooking this year, at primarily. And then going house hopping probably secondarily, you know. So I want to afford them time to do that, spend some time together. I did ask them, I did tell them, you know, to use this holiday to make some memories, you know, make some memories in your house with your family, because it's important. Thanksgiving has not been one of my favorite holidays. It's not that, you know, and it's not that anything's ever really happened on Thanksgiving. I don't have a problem with Thanksgiving. I'm not going to get into the political side of Thanksgiving, but it's just, you know, there's not a lot of memories of Thanksgiving. We got together and we eat. You know, what happened? Well, I guess, you know what? I'm rambling.
I can't honestly say that, Doc. For our Thanksgiving, man, that's when all the family that haven't seen each other all year would meet up at somebody's house, whether it was an uncle or auntie or a great uncle house, and that's like the only day we had like our family reunion through the whole year. So that's when I was coming up.
I'm gonna say to you, I'm gonna see the family gas station or somewhere to get a can opener.
Elder, you're live. Good morning.
Come on, hurry up.
Elder.
Can you? Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
You, my sister.
I'm thankful because, you know what, I feel absolutely wonderful. I was sick, but I am doing so much better. I love God. He loved me back. And that's
Amen.
The blessing. I'm thankful because I'm at my door. I just pulled up to my daughter's house. I was up all night long cooking macaroni and cheese, dressing. I made some yams, some turkey, some ribs, some roast, some greens. Some yams, some rolls, and God is good.
Now, when you say you made all that stuff, does uh-huh. any of that come out of a can?
No, sir. I don't cook out of a can.
I didn't think you
no,
did, Elder.
You got
to be careful. You got to be careful because a lot of people. I made this. And a lot of they got whole chickens in a can now. You know, so.
Oh wait. No, sir. No, I was up to about 3:30, and then I got back up at 6:30 because I had to bring 3 pans of macaroni. I actually made 4 pans of macaroni. I had to bring 3 to my daughter's house. My family, they eat. I can't come here with 1 pan of macaroni for the family. I have to have at least 3 because they want to take some home. That's just
how
good.
You sound like LT. Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a nice meal. No ham? That for Christmas?
No, No ham. I'm going to stay there for Christmas. I'll make a ham for Christmas because my family's going to come to my house for Christmas. And so, you know, I'll cook a little more for Christmas. I'll try to make some homemade rolls for Christmas. That's the only thing I didn't make. Now, the rolls are going to come from out the Hawaiian rolls. That's what they're going to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm going
to try to make
work.
Some real ones. Thanks for Christmas.
Excuse me. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And I'm sorry you wanted to go. I tried to stay away from you so y'all wouldn't catch my, you know, the virus that was going around. But, you know, it's ugly looking.
I can't blame this on you, what I got.
No, you
can't. Blame it on you.
Amen. Uh-uh. No, sir, you sure can't because I stayed away intentionally.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir, so
I don't know what
y'all
what are you cooking? Us?
Yeah, but what you cooking?
You know what, me?
No, Rook. You on the phone? You on the line, everybody else?
That's what you said, Dr. D. I'm sorry. That's what you said, Dr. D.
No, sir, I said Rook. I called your name. I'm not
sorry,
impersonal
sir.
Like everybody else.
Thank you. That's why I appreciate you. Now, I'm thinking about having me a nice big peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a bowl of grits or something to go with it. No, I'm joking.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, then, if that's there, I'll tell you, I'll give you my address. You come back and get your plate.
Yeah. I appreciate you, sister.
You are.
There you go. You better one. You better one. You better one than me. And you got to make him, because you make a plate for him. You look at that plate, you have all them things on that plate, and he'll eat a part of one of them, throw the rest away. You know him like
for
I do.
For real? You don't eat
soul
food?
Absolutely sickiest eater I've ever seen in my life.
I like
it don't look right. It don't smell right. It don't seem like it's been there before. All kind of nice that this guy go through.
I like to keep my weight down. I ain't trying to be big as Dr. D. You know, I just want to keep my weight to, like, my weight. I don't want to have his weight. So that's why he's talking about me like that.
Oh, for real? Well, you know what? All of my food look pretty. It smell good. You know, it has to be presentable. It has to look pretty in order for you to even want to try to think you might want to eat it.
Elder, it's got nothing to do with you. Elder, it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you, your cooking quality, you know, your culinary skills. Nothing to do with you at all. That's that
you don't want to take. You don't want to do it.
That's that guy. That's just how he is. He's just picky, finicky. You know, and he complained. You ever seen that show, The Muppet Show? You remember that show?
Uh-huh.
Elder.
The what show?
He one of them old men that's up in the balcony just complain about everything all the time. That's who Rook City is.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thanksgiving morning. See how you getting? And I'm trying to be nice to the pastor, the bishop. I'm trying, Lord.
Me,
I'm trying.
Waiting, carrying on. And like, I'm telling the field. Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's being a little mean to you today, I'm thinking.
Who being mean?
Doc, I feel like that phone call.
Well,
I'm
being a little mean.
You.
He didn't want when you asked him a question or something, he didn't want. He didn't even ask you.
No, he ain't asking a question today. Well, G 14 classified.
No. Right. Oh, man, Lord.
Up in the balcony.
Amen.
Elder, thank you so much.
I
mean,
thank you. I was going to say, I walked in the house and there was a little noisy in here. I apologize.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Hey, thank you to you too. Amen.
516-387-1299, 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. I had asked to call in, let us know what you're thankful for, but I want to hear the menus. I want to hear all the food I'm not going to be able to eat today. I'm going to try to get through the rest of this show, Rook City and I, on the Thanksgiving edition of Live with Dr. D.
Can you hear me, Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me. Doc, I heard your Thanksgiving concert, Doc, shut down the whole east side, man. Y'all ain't had no power or nothing, man. Y'all was moving, was it Saturday, Sunday?
We had power, Doc. I don't know what you heard.
No, there's power all out on the east side, Doc. All out on the east side. Matter of fact, the power, y'all did such a good job, then my church didn't even have power, Doc.
Oh, well.
That was Saturday. Because we didn't have power Sunday morning for church.
They ain't stopped church.
Yeah, I but that church on the west side. We was on the east side.
Yeah,
I know there was some power outages. A dedication weekend, and that's what you're getting at. Dedication weekend was a spiritual success. The Lord really blessed us. And that Saturday night did take quite a bit, because it snowed, pretty much all day Saturday, and I thought maybe it lightened up, but it didn't. But people still came out to support us. The concert, the musical was a success. We had a great time in the Lord, and then Sunday just took it to another level. I know we had some members who didn't have any power. So, yeah. But they survived. They made it, you know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. That's all the number. What are you thankful for? What is you cooking today? I'm gonna play this song and we'll be right back.
Come on, y'all, we're gonna take everything back to the devil's face.
Live in the Studio, Live with Dr. D. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone that's listening. Rick City and I keeping it going, still trying to find out what are you thankful for and what's on your menu. 516-387-1299. Excuse me. Rook? Now, yes, you were saying that your holiday. Go ahead.
No, I hear you. Go ahead.
That I was saying in the last segment that I didn't necessarily have quote unquote bad experiences on Thanksgiving, but there's never really any big family memories. You know, we eat all the time, but you know, coming from a time when we little, once at least twice a year, it seemed. I know once in the summer, we all got together for a family reunion anyway. You know. That's when everybody came together from out of state and all that other stuff. So we did, you know, once a year when I was little. But of course, as you got older, I began to realize that everybody came together during that one time during the summer. But then when you had your Thanksgiving or your Christmas, it was more regional, you know, folk in your city, in your state, excuse me, as opposed from down south out west. But I found in the last couple of years for me, this day has always been a day of reflection. It really has. It really has. And maybe I wasn't always looking at what I was thankful for. But I think a lot of times I'm looking at what I lost, or what I consider to be a loss. Excuse me. And that's a pathway down a dark street, you know. And so ever since I had that realization, it's all about making memories now, you know, making positive memories. And although I've been not able to do some things like, you know, by me being under the weather, I may not be able to enjoy dinner like everybody's going to enjoy dinner, but I'm going to do my best to be present, you know, or be around them while they're eating. That won't bother me. You know, I'll do it as long as I can, you know, doing this show.
Well, Doc, what I do know about you, Doc, is if you don't eat it today, Doc, you darn sure going to make up with leftovers when you can eat. I know that much about you.
That's your third attempt at a really, really terrible joke, and I'm telling you right now, I ain't that sick,
Doc, that's not a joke. I'm serious, Doc. It's not a joke. I'm serious, man. You can't eat. You're sick, man. And I'm like, I know if you don't eat today, you're going to eat tomorrow. You think I'm cracking jokes? I'm being for real, man. I feel bad that you can't eat, man. You think I'm being funny? Out of all the people, you should know me better than anybody else, Doc. You think I'm being funny? I feel for you that you can't eat, man. I don't want you being sick on the holiday,
that.
Man.
I don't be sick on no day, but I appreciate the sentiment. I really do.
You think I'm cracking horrible jokes. That's why they're horrible, because they're not jokes. The truth.
Well, that would explain it, because normally you do a lot better than that. So, all right. Well,
well, Doc, I got one for you, Doc. I got a text message saying that one of my friends listening to the show, they say they barbecue for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I didn't know it was that nice outside to barbecue, but I guess
it is. It's 50 degrees. It's about 50 degrees outside. That's the high going to be. Now, here's the thing. Before I got sick, I proposed this to my wife last week. I actually tried to get the kids on my side first, and they vetoed me. But what I wanted to do was summer foods for Thanksgiving: ribs, deviled eggs, potato salad, baked beans, you know, sausages, hamburgers. I wanted to do that for Thanksgiving, and then do the turkey and the ham and all the other nonsense for Christmas. But nobody wanted to go along with me on that. But my wife, what she did was, she prepared her and her mom, my mother-in-law, two of the best cooks I've ever known, they got together. And they, from what I understand, because I kind of been locked in my room the last, like I said, a couple of days, they prepared the traditional Thanksgiving dinner. But my wife loved me the way she do, Doc. She wouldn't got me a slap. She wouldn't got some ribs. And so I'm going to have ribs on top of, yeah, Doc, that's love, man. That's love. Now, I just pray that by the time I'm able to eat, I just have some ribs left. You get what I'm saying? Because nobody want them. apparently, when I talked about it, but now that they're here, you know, boogers are. So I like that. I like, my grandfather started that with us a couple years ago. He would do summer foods during the during Thanksgiving, and then Christmas was you know, the traditional heart attack dinner. You know, turkey, ham, corned beef, which is crazy, roast, which is crazy, macaroni and cheese, greens, dressing, some type of salad, which is crazy. And believe it or not, I don't know if you know this, but some people, a staple in their Thanksgiving dinner, Doc, is mashed potatoes and gravy. Did you know that?
That's my favorite. My favorite, Doc.
Yeah. Mashed gravy, Doc. Yes, sir.
Keep the turkey on there, I'll be all right. All that extra stuff, the dressing and the candy jams and all that other greens and all, I don't need all that. Just give me some mashed potatoes, some gravy, some turkey, and say happy Thanksgiving, and I'm fine.
Well, there you go, then.
All that. Stuff is extra. Extra.
Well, you need some vegetables. You know, you need some greens that will cleanse you out and help you digest your food. You need that stuff. You need your greens, your collards, your turnips, your kale. You need that stuff. You need that stuff, man. Now, and the chitlins and the fried chitlins, which is interesting because fried chitlins taste basically like the grease you cook them in. So if you use that grease to fry chicken, then your chitlins don't taste like chicken, you know.
You the man of God, Doc, so I'm going to ask you this, Doc. This is my mind, okay, for this follow-up. On Thanksgiving, that's like one of the days that you see mostly everybody posting on Facebook where they're somewhere being greedy. Being greedy is a sin.
Gluttony is a sin, yeah.
On Thanksgiving, it's like a pass by God. You get a pass on Thanksgiving, you can be greedy without it being a sin.
No, I haven't read that anywhere, no.
Sound crazy, but it's like National Sin Day.
I was trying to stay out of that whole thing right there, Doc. If you're gonna talk like that, then you have to really dismantle Thanksgiving Day as a whole. You know, from a spiritual standpoint, every day is Thanksgiving for us. We should tell God thank you every day. We should show appreciation every day. You know, if you're talking about from a historical standpoint. We celebrate today the day that Europeans came over and began the systematic slaughter of the Native Americans and stole their land. So what to be thankful about? So, you know, if we're gonna look at it like that, then let's go all the way in. You know, but I just look at it like, you know, this is an opportunity where just about everybody, be it spirituality, be it the world, jobs, this kind of the one day where everybody in America says, okay, you know what, it's okay for you to spend time with your family today. You know, although we should do that anyway, there's a lot of things that fight against us to spend time with our family. And this, today they say, okay, you can do that. You know, you can spend time with your family.
I'm with you. Go ahead, Doc.
And spend time with your family and be thankful for all the things that you have. Get a good meal in, get a good nap because you're going to need your energy because later on tonight and early tomorrow, you're going to go out and fight for new stuff on Black Friday. Because it's cheap, I got to have it.
Got to have it.
Yeah, got to have it, Doc. So, anywho. So, yeah, you know, I like the fact that people are going to sit down together. The reunification, the restoration of families and relationships are going to happen today. A good meal can do that. Understanding will be given. Love will be shown today. And I know the enemy is going to try to come in to some people. You know, and I will say this to all of us, you know, if you go into a place where you know there's going to be contention because somebody's going to be there that you know, had issues with in the past, you know. Don't go looking for a fight. accept the fact that the person that you're looking at may have some issues with you. And so don't, can I just be honest, don't go being fake. Don't go and try to hug all on and carrying on like, you know, like you're brand new. You know, you speak, you know, but respect the fact that there's some issues there and let the Lord do the rest. But I also say to people all the time, being a Christian, being saved, being sanctified, to me does not give permission for us to allow folk to just abuse us, mentally abuse us, and to degrade us or devalue us either. I wouldn't stay around no place where I wasn't wanted. And for a while, that was my family. So I would go and show my face, speak, you know, kiss some jaws, some ants or whatever, you know, and shake a few hands, and I'd be gone. You know, I ain't got to sit around all day and you know, be sneered at and carrying on. I'm worth more than that. And that's not an arrogant comment, but you know how that is, Doc. You go and, you know, you feel that stuff, you know. Nobody likes you. You feel alone in a room full of people and carrying on, and you know, nobody talks to you or talk at you.
Yeah, everybody got their own little cliques. You know, you got your cousins that hang with this group of cousins, these uncles that hang with this group of uncles. Now, they all might intertwine, but everybody all sitting in their own little corner conversating. You sitting in the middle of the room like, who do I fit in with over here? We all family, but I don't fit in with none of y'all. You got the Red Cup crew over there, you know.
The Red Cup crew, yeah.
Yes.
And maybe that's how
there.
It's supposed to be. So go in, go by, show up. Hey, how y'all doing? Good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. Get you a plate, get you some good stuff. How you doing? Eat a little bit of it, put a little more on there, and go on about your business. You know, so at least you won't have the regret later on tonight, oh, I should have went. I should have called. I should have. You have the comment that you did. And they had more momentum for next year or for Christmas. You know, because regret is one of the biggest things that hinder us is regret. We regret not just what happened to us, but we regret what we didn't do. And if you're regretting something that you did, apologize. I don't want them to feel that they're getting over. Well, you probably feel worse about it than they do. They moved on. So apologize for you. Apologize to them, but apologize for you. You know, you'll feel better. Even if they don't reciprocate, even if they don't go, oh, you know, and you break out into a rousing rendition of Kumbaya, at least you know you did it. Your prayer is received. But, you know, just because it's not received in that moment don't mean you won't get a text message or phone call later on today. You know. That's all I'm saying. It takes work.
Doc, what I realized, Doc, is nobody wants to work, Doc. They just want to get paid. Nobody want to work. Just give me the
fight. That's why people are broke.
Work is hard.
That's why folk are broke, Doc.
Yeah.
That's why folk are broke. You know, and just the reality of it. So, please forgive me. You know, yeah, that's all I got on that. That's all I got. I think Elder Michelle was calling me over.
I was waiting on the diabetes. That's all I got. I'm like, yeah, I thought you were about to say something. I was all in. Yep.
So,
I'm like, what are you about to say?
Not a complaint, Doc, but this is literally pulling everything out of me, Doc, that I thought I built up struggling. Praise the Most High God.
I pray for yourself today, Doc. You're fine, and we're going to keep each other uplifted, Doc.
Yes, sir. Thank Elder Michelle for calling in and giving us her menu today. And I want to tell the wealth folks, I wanted somebody to call in and say they were eating chitlins. I was going to ask how they're going to prepare them. I was going to ask, what's the benefit of chitlins? You know, what's the benefit of them? Not nutritional benefit, because they don't have no nutritional benefit. That's just, you know, like turkey. You know, you like turkey. What is it about turkey that you like that you don't care about with chicken?
That's a good question. I'm like, I don't even eat chicken like that, you know, so I like turkey. But it's only certain parts of the turkey. I don't know, I guess I'm a breast man. I like the breast part of the meat. I only like the legs and the sides and all that.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was getting at. But, Doc, I, like, unless you got something else, man, I'm spent, brother.
Doc, I'm spent with you, Doc. I just want to tell everybody, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Have a blessed and safe day. Don't let the Lord miss you on Sunday, and, then I'm out. That's what you're doing, Doc.
There it is. God bless you. Have a wonderful holiday. Be safe. Watch your six. When you're out there shopping or getting gas, please pay attention. Folk are outside their right minds. And the only thing that's going to keep us safe is to keep our eyes open. Keep our eyes open. The Bible says watch as well as pray. Don't get so in a hurry. Don't get so fast-paced that you don't open your eyes. You got to keep honest people honest. And do the work. Do the work to forgive. Do the work to forgive yourself, forgive others. Do the work to apologize. Do the work to accept apology. That happened a long time ago. Let it go. It's not had a negative effect, direct or a positive effect since it happened. You can let that go. You can let that go now. It's been long enough. We got a whole life to live. One of the two funerals last week, Brooke. Went to one and preached another. And the first one I went to was older gentleman, uncle-in-law, if you will. And then the one I preached was a person I went to high school with. And my point of bringing that up is what we always know is tomorrow's not promised. It's not. Stay unhappy today. When there's a chance that we don't have to be. And all that chance is going to cost us is our pride. You know? That's all it's going to cost us is our pride. Why not take the chance?
Pride is a hard thing to swallow, Doc.
It's like that's how you want to give it away, Doc. That's how you give it away. That's how you give it away. And it comes back up in different forms. Because you have thought they're taking advantage of me, well, I was wrong. The Bible says that sometimes in this walk you have to give up the right for the wrong. See, there's a difference between battles and the war. So you got to lose some bases to win the war. Because when you win the war, you get your bases back.
That was good, Doc.
Like checkers and shit.
That was good.
Well, true. You gotta go right or wrong sometime. You gotta lose some bases to get the war. You know. You gotta get rid of pride. You gotta get rid of it. Got to tear it down. Gotta tear it down. Gotta tear it down. Got to bring it down. You know. And that's why it's a sin. It's a block. There's a block. Pride blocks us from each other, and certainly blocks us from God.
You know. The funny part is, you wonder how it blocks you from God, and it's so little, but it's so big.
Yeah. In our humanistic side, man, I mean, it makes sense. When you feel that you're the victim, it is hard to apologize to the aggressor. I got to apologize for you trying to kill me? You know, that sounds crazy even to say it that way, but, and that's from the platform of this, we all play some part into what's going on. It could be a very, 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 very small part. And a lot of times it is. We all play some part. Because when we're totally innocent, when we're totally guilt-free, when we're totally nothing, there's no problem. I apologize. No problem doing it because we ain't got nothing to lose. I apologize. I ain't did nothing, so I can apologize. Don't make me no difference. Are we going to be miserable? Or are we going to take the chance for happiness, for resolution? And the only thing that's going to cost us is our pride. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Doc, you're saying some powerful stuff, Doc, because I got a vision in my head, Doc, and you're saying how pride is just blocking you from God. And at first, my picture I got in my head was God being like a big mountain, because you know how big God is, right? He big.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying your pride is blocking you, so you got to imagine how big your pride got to be to block you from God. God is a mountain. He's big. He's enormous. If you got some pride
mm-hmm.
bigger than that, you got some
mm-hmm.
heck of a pride. Then I also
but
saw
you know
it
what,
in a crack mm-hmm. in the ground, and God on the other side of the crack. And you can't get over the crack because it's your pride. But God right there looking
yeah.
in your face.
Yep. The Bible says sin separates us from God, and pride is a sin. Absolutely right. But, you know, it's about perspective, too. And those are two great visions. It's about perspective. You know, I don't know where you are, but I'm pretty sure you look straight ahead wherever you are. You know, you see what you see. But if you take your left hand and you put your thumb and your pinky together and you got your three finger right there, if you put them on your face, in front of your eyes, you won't see nothing but your fingers. If you move them back a little bit, you'll see nothing but your finger, but you may be able to see a little bit on the side. Pride can be so close. It can be so small, but it can be so close to us that it still blocks our perspective from what's in front of us. Like God being a mountain. And not that pride is bigger than God so much, and that's good too, by perspective. And I say that just to justify my point of when you're a victim, you know, and when you feel that you're the victim, it's kind of hard to apologize to the person that's hurting you, you know. That's why I said like that, you know. But, Doc, I don't know. I thank God that, and I know I got a long way to go on some things, but I thank God for what I've learned. And the Bible says these things. We'll get attacked for no reason. Things will happen for us for no reason. We also reap what we sow. Although God's not a tit for tat God, we do have to pay for some things. There's some responsibility. And even when that's not the case, these things come to teach us. You know, so I learned, although uncomfortable, you know. Doc, you don't think even me getting sick, been struggling, man, stressed out about getting the church together, you know, running, trying to get the team together, dedication weekend, all this other stuff. I'm a man of God, you know, I'm a man of God, quote unquote. I don't do nothing to nobody. And that's not a thing of arrogance. That's the truth. You know, and I got to be sick my first holiday, first family holiday. You know what I'm saying? I could have been mm-hmm. unfair. I said, even though I saw Sunday in prayer call, you did that. And I said, we're going to do the show today. So we're doing that. It costs.
It's funny how you went through. Because I said this morning, the way I was feeling, I said, I don't even want to do a show. You know, Doc, me not to want to do a show, that's some serious crap because I love doing a show, Doc. I get mad when you don't do a show. Like, you know what's going on. I could have just.
Yeah, that we lost Rook. So we end on that note. Have a great holiday. The Lord said the same. We'll be back on Monday. Take care.